My guest at this time is Katherine Engelbrecht. She is the head of True the Vote. That's one of the grassroots organizations contending that the IRS engaged in undue scrutiny in its application for tax-exempt status. We have learned new information about the scrutiny of True the Vote, especially revelations from the House Oversight Committee that the IRS, and specifically the Office of then-exempt organizations Division Director Lois Lerner, passed along confidential tax information to the office of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who is the top Democrat on the Oversight Committee. And Katherine, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We know that the IRS, of course, was scrutinizing your application. When did the scrutiny from Representative Cummings, who launched his own investigation, begin?
Well, as far as I know, it began in the early fall of 2012. Now, I will be quick to say that everything that's been revealed thus far by way of the emails that show Elijah Cummings and Lois Lerner talking back and forth about our case and you know, sharing information that would further this investigation that Elijah Cummings decided he would open all by himself against our organization. All of that is pointing right now to 2012, but we still don't know the full extent of how much was really in play and for how long.
To what extent did you suspect something was wrong when the Cummings staff started their own investigation? Your attorney says that that's not something they're allowed to do. The committee can only investigate federal agencies, and obviously True the Vote doesn't fit into that category. So did you feel like something was up, but you needed to comply anyway, or did you just not understand what the committee was allowed to investigate and not at that point?
Well, that's a great question, and I have to say it was so bizarre because, you know, when this all started, it was in the throes of the final weeks before the 2012 election, when True the Vote was at its peak of operation, helping to train citizens and getting them ready to serve inside of the polls for the elections, and out of nowhere we get this letter from Elijah Cummings that says that he asserted that we were engaging in criminal activity and that he was going to open an investigation and he was subpoenaing all of our documents. And these letters came to us on the letterhead of the Committee for House Oversight and Government Reform. Now, his was the only signature on it, but the letter itself carried with it what felt to be, you know, a pretty weighty backing. In contacting the attorneys immediately and saying, what in the world is happening? This lone congressman is claiming that he wants to have us submit all of our documents, and what is this? That's when I first came to understand that what he was doing was fundamentally impossible to do from his vantage point. He just doesn't have the authority. So we wrote back and were as kind as we could be and said, I offered to come to Washington and meet with him. I was very clear about the fact that the things he was alleging we were doing, we simply were not doing. This is, it's like the wild, wild west up there in D.C. Anything goes. It's open season on any group that is considered to be ideologically opposed to the politics of the administration. And the rules don't matter. The ends justify the means in their minds.
Katherine, as many organizations have attested, they believe they received undue scrutiny from the IRS, whether the organization focused on, you know, promoting limited government, balanced budgets, constitutional education, what have you. Your organization is a little bit different than most of the others. Your organization is committed to making sure that the people who vote are the people who should be voting. You're strong supporters of photo ID at the polls, updating voter rolls to make sure that people who moved or died aren't still on the rolls and so forth. And obviously, Democrats have been staunchly opposed to those sorts of efforts. They believe it harkens back to Jim Crow in their estimation, or at least their public estimation. So how much do you think they saw your organization specifically as a threat based on your mission rather than just the fact that you probably held convictions different than the administration?
Oh, I think that's correct. I do think that they're concerned about any organization that is going to try and take a hard look at the legitimacy of elections and the legitimacy of process when our country, 80%+ of Americans favor photo voter identification, but the administration is going state by state and suing states who are trying to implement these very simple common sense measures to make sure that elections are free and fair for everyone, regardless of political party affiliation. It begs the question, why? Why is there such a push against bringing a process that meets with standards of other industrialized countries? We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't use photo voter identification as a standard.
Go ahead.
And it makes you wonder why. Makes you wonder why.
Catherine, a lot of people learned over the weekend in a Fox News special focusing on government confrontations with American citizens about how, in addition to your problems with the IRS, and now, as it turns out, Congressman Cummings' office, your business down south also was the target of many different government inspections. How well have you been able to connect the dots between the two?
Over the course of the last 3 years, we've been visited, shall we say, by a whole alphabet soup of agencies, from the FBI to Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, OSHA. There's a Texas branch of the EPA, an environmental group that came out and visited, and certainly the IRS. So we've had our fair share of agency interest. But I will say this, that every agency that came out could make the case that they had the authority to be there. In the case of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, we have a manufacturing company, and one of the licenses that we hold is a license, a BATF license, to make gun parts. Now, we don't make them, and because of all the filings that are required, it's very clear that, you know, when you file quarterly, that zeroes all the way down the page of anything that you've made. We've literally never made not one gun part, but nonetheless, they still, because we hold the license, have the authority to come in every 12 months and do an audit. So they came in 13 months and did two very extensive audits, found nothing in a company that was doing nothing. So, and that's the case with OSHA and with all the rest of them. They all had authority to come in and do what they did, and we complied fully each and every time. But you have to ask yourself, if nothing changed in our business, and we've been in business to that point for 16 years and have never seen any government agency take an interest in us, and then I file for nonprofit exemption, and all of a sudden, over a period of 3 years, we have now, at last count, 25 either audits or investigations or inquiries from five different government agencies. At some point, you have to ask yourself, what are the statistical probabilities that none of this is connected? And I just don't think you can make the case. And now we are seeing, in fact, that we know at least the executive branch and the legislative branch were colluding to single us out.
And given what you now know, how much does that help shed light on why Democrats, in the very beginning when this story came to light, and in the very same committee, were outraged, and then at this point they're essentially accusing the Republicans of McCarthyism for still looking for answers?
Well, Elijah Cummings, months and months and months ago, went on television and said, you know, case closed, there's nothing to see here, people keep moving. Our own president came out and said there's not a smidgen of truth to any of this. It's a sad day, but it's where we are, that you can't believe the hype. They will say and do anything to obfuscate, to put out a smoke screen to keep people from recognizing what really is happening. And because of the good nature of Americans, it's our natural inclination to not even be able to wrap our heads around the thought that citizens might be being targeted. That stands in direct contrast to everything that this country represents. But I'm here to tell you, it is happening. It is happening, and we've got to keep pushing for the truth. And there are a lot of layers to peel back. Elijah Cummings is only a very small supporting character to a much bigger production.
Which leads into my final question. This week, a lot of activity, obviously. The revelations of the connection between Lerner's office and Representative Cummings' office. We've got one House committee referring Lerner to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution, another committee citing her for contempt of Congress. Ultimately, how much closer are we to peeling back all those layers you mentioned? Are these major steps to doing that, or is ultimately it not going to get us that far?
Well, if I have anything to say about it, it's step in the right direction, but it is only a step. I think that we've got to look at the actions of Elijah Cummings and the actions of Lois Lerner as, again, the actions taken by two people involved in a much bigger organized effort. And I think we've got to keep the push on. No matter how deep and ugly this rabbit hole is, we have got to be steeled enough and firm enough in our resolve to follow it wherever it leads. And I think it is going to lead to the highest offices in the land.
Catherine, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Catherine Engelbrecht is the head of True the Vote, one of many organizations harassed by the IRS over their tax-exempt application, but they were the special focus of apparent collusion between Lois Lerner's office and the office of the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings of Maryland. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.